This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So as we begin this journey through the Quran, let's talk about what the word Quran actually means. It's from an Arabic word, Qa'ra'a. If you look at an Arabic dictionary, or if you type it even like in Google, and you put the letter Qa, which is an Arabic, Ra, an Arabic letter, and Hamza or Alif, which is A in Arabic, you're going to see a plethora of meanings. And I think it's very beautiful because it sort of animates our approach towards the Quran as we push into this super important moment. And that is that oftentimes you find the word Qara'a, it means to recite. We find, you know, the very first verse sent to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the Quran is Iqra, recite. So oftentimes you find people saying, well, the Quran, it means something that's recited. But according to the majority of ancient Islamic Arabic scholars, something really powerful, the word Qara'a actually means to join together. That's why we call a village Qariya in Arabic. Qariya, because that's a place where people come together, people live together, people cooperate, and they grow together. So the word Qur'an, according to the majority of linguists, is from a word which means to join. Because if you think about it, it joins together letters, it joins together words, it joins together sentences, and for us, it joins together verses as well as chapters. What does that mean for you? How does that apply to you and I today? Is that just as the Qur'an makes letters that were shattered, if you will, whole, it makes us as human beings. The goal of the Qur'an is to join us together, to make us feel a sense of completeness, a sense of wholeness. So the word Qur'an means to join, to bring together my cognitive ideas, my spiritual ideas, my physical actions, the corporal and the spiritual, to bring them into a balance. The Qur'an, one of its major foundations is balance, to respect the idea of balance, the idea of maintaining equalization in our lives between spiritual service, public service, family service, you name it, it brings all this together in a beautiful sort of cooperation. So as we push into the Qur'an, one of the things that you want to ask yourself now is, what are the areas of my life I need to work on to make myself whole? And how can the Qur'an serve those different areas to bring about a sense of balance in my being? So the word Qur'an, linguistically, means to make whole. The goal of studying the Qur'an should not be to be separating religion and life. This is sort of what secularism sort of amplifies, and even modern religion does. It makes religion here, it makes life here. The Qur'an does something very different. Islam seeks to do something very different. That is to bring together, not to separate, to join, not to disjoin, to find intersections and not divisions, except in a few areas. So the outcome of this short course that we're going to take together is hopefully you find the capacity to be whole and complete, grow within your space. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.